This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Ooh, think I sent a picture here, Dion. It's got the footwell there in the front seat of the car, and there's a pug sitting there wanting to go for a ride. I know she knows more about you than a lot of people, I would think. Good morning, Prof. Dion. How's it going?
Morning, morning, Brad. Listen, there's nothing quite like a pug that wants to go for a ride.
Yes. Do you take yours on your Vespa with little goggles and a little helmet? I'm just asking.
No, we've never done that, but I must say I quite frequently see people with dogs of all sizes, even large breeds, in their buck fits or on the front or back of their bicycle.
Cute.
And there are one or two uncles in my neighborhood who are no longer that good at walking, but their dogs are still pretty great. So they hook the leash to the bicycle and they go for a slow little waddle through the streets,
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. So, not in your local neighborhood today. You're in a place where, whenever you say Croatia, I think of that crystal blue ocean. You can see right through to the bottom of the sea. Isn't that a beautiful place of the world you're in?
Brad, it's absolutely stunning. So yes, I'm sh in Šibenik at the moment. Was in Zagreb for a couple of days, and we're here on a European exchange teaching agreement with some students from Croatia and from Germany, Frankfurt, from Austria, Vienna, and from Amsterdam, and reflecting on the ways in which our faith is impacted by developments in public life and also the ways in which we can make a difference in our country. So a wonderful time, and this city is so unbelievably beautiful. It reminds me so much of Gneisenau,
Yes.
Gneisenau on the Adriatic.
Lovely. You sent me a few pics, which are beautiful. Also a video, stunning, of a group of you standing around I mean, what a beautiful place to be. It's just stunning. And then singing a stunning hymn together. That's quite a moment.
Yeah, so one of our students is actually a professional opera singer
Oh.
from Canada, and yesterday we just outside of the cathedral, we just wanted to praise God, and yeah, so we're singing there. It was an absolutely beautiful moment.
Dion, there's something that I think about quite a lot, maybe about my own life and sometimes in the lives of men in general, but of course, this is true for anyone. We sometimes miss the opportunity at brotherhood, at sharing life, at dealing with some of the stuff that we keep inside and we don't share it with others. And so I don't get a chance to talk and they won't get a chance to talk and we end up living outside of community. And we don't only want to be in community to help one another deal with issues, but sometimes we just need someone to be there for us.
Brad, so this has been very much on my mind over the last little while. I've been reflecting back on the last number of years. I guess I'm entering into a sort of reflective stage of life, and just thinking about some of the most important and significant aspects of being in relationship with Christ and being in relationship with people who love Christ. And one of the things that strikes me is just how important it is for us as Christians to be in community, and not just to be in community, but to be in intentional community. So this week I was reading James chapter 5, verse 16, and it reminded me, that Christ places us in these communities, whether it's a small group, whether it's our church, whether it's a family or friendship circle that loves Jesus, that we're placed in these communities for all of the stages of our lives. When I read James 5, and I'd encourage our readers to go and our listeners to go and read it, James 5, 13 to 18, it really places me and you as Christian individuals in the midst of this community and shows us that when we intentionally place ourselves amongst one another, we find ways in which God uses that as a sort of means of grace to offer us support and strength. James says it beautifully. He says, if anyone amongst you is suffering, let them pray. Is anyone among you cheerful? Let them sing songs of praise. And I can think of so many times in my life where there've been tough times. Just this week, I heard from one of our colleagues that her father had passed away, And just the knowledge that, we're together with her, that even though this precious person is gone, that there are those of us around her who are praying, who are mourning with her. It offers that sense of care. But we also have had many things to celebrate, children who have finished school and are going to university, people who've reached sort of milestone birthdays and are healthy and well. And that sense of joy that you have, if it's just your own personal joy, I mean, that's a good thing. But there is something when others come along and say, we can see what God is doing in you and with you, and it brings that strength. The interesting thing, however, is I think many of us have that, but the interesting thing is that James places this within a slightly deeper level. He cautions us about just living on the surface. So we read in James chapter 5, verse 16, where he says, "Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed." Now, this I think is something that's important. Now, I would be the last one to say to people, go around telling people your problems and hanging out your washing in public. That's probably not the right thing to do. But what we do need to have in our lives, I think, is some trusted persons to whom we can go with the most intimate, the most embarrassing, the most fearful, the most powerful things that shape our lives, and to be able to confess them. So I think I've mentioned before, I belong to a men's forum group, actually one in South Africa. I meet with them online once a month. And that's a place where, as brothers, we hold one another accountable. Are you being a good husband? How are you parenting your children? How are you stewarding your finances? What are you doing with your influence in society? Simple little things, how are you using your phone and your laptop? Are you keeping your mind and your heart clear? Things like pornography, alcohol, all of these kinds of things are there has to be a place where we can bring that into the open and speak with one another. So, Brad, I guess my sense for our listeners today is to want to ask them, as I think the Lord's been speaking to me as well, is to say, do you have that place of community? Is there that trusted group of people that you live amongst that you can trust, and are you are one of the trusted ones? A friend of mine used to speak about someone in a neighboring church and say, that person's a fax machine. If you tell them anything, it'll get broadcast. Are you the trustworthy person that when someone speaks to you, you keep it between you and Christ and them, so that people can feel safe? I think we need that sense of community.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And not only to be the one who gets everything that you need, but be more than willing to be somebody who's just an ear to listen and a prayer partner, to be on the receiving end and not only be the one who gives and pours out, although we do need that as well. Dion, thank you. Thanks for sharing this, such a vitally important thing, something close to my heart that I've been thinking and actually been writing about or considering and busy shooting videos and that around this very topic. So I feel very motivated by what you've said this morning, and I trust that you're listening this morning and feel the same way. Dion, thank you so much. How long are you still out there in Croatia?
So just for 2 more days, Saturday back to Amsterdam. And happy to be going home, sad to be leaving Croatia.
I'm sure. Travel safely, and thanks for your time this morning. Be well.
Thanks, my friend. Bye-bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.